Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 134 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb. Croaky Edward Lamb and a croaky Sean Orford.
Hello.
Everyone seems to be ill over Christmas. Same with you guys.
It's all this snogging. Right on New Year's Day, that would be even worse.
Happy Christmas, though.
And a happy New Year. No, it's very good. Very good. We're in a stunning location.
We are peaking a bit, actually, in the old audio here.
That's because we're a bit sexy to the mic.
But we are not in our... about 10 yards from where we usually record.
Yeah, yeah.
In the kitchen. We've just had a nice meal with our wonderful wives, have we not?
Yeah, yeah. And they're both here in the room. We're going to try and get them to speak at some point.
Yeah. Good luck. But they may be nattering away in the background too, so people will be like splitting the audio.
They're looking really serious,
figure out what they were
saying. Pretending not to talk, aren't they?
There's a few glasses of...
Where's the giggle going?
Empty fizz there as well, so... We might get them on later on.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need more champagne, girls.
We've got a New Year podcast coming up, haven't we? But with a bit of a different slant to it. Stand by for that. Liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. If you may be new to this show, check it out. There'll be show notes and links from this show and all the previous episodes online for free. We need to do something about that, don't we?
For free.
Should we start charging?
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. That's the job for 2016. Only joking. Well, maybe not. But yeah, how are you doing, Sean? You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, good Christmas. We've had a lovely time here. Obviously, with first Christmas without Mike, so it's been a bit odd in some ways.
Father-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, some ways, a bit like going through the motions a bit. Yeah. Sometimes it's been quite a relief. But a lot of fun. Good family, good people here, good food.
Bit of food.
Yeah, a bit of love.
You just had some excellent food, which I must thank you for once again.
No, it's my pleasure. I just love cooking.
Yeah.
I can tell. So how's yours been then?
Yeah, no, cool. Pretty good. I mean, little William, 4-year-old. Well, it's his birthday 3 days before Crimbo as well. So
yeah.
Just absolute carnage.
It's not fair, though.
It's like, recycling bin is just overflowing with cardboard.
Yep.
I mean, sure, every house now it's like paper everywhere, isn't it?
And yeah.
Packaging, but it's good, man, it's cool. He was super excited. Father Christmas was very kind to him, but he was very grateful for everything, I think.
That's good.
So it's been a really good one. It's quite nice switching off as well. I've taken 2 weeks off work, which basically is just a case of putting an email autoresponder on for me. Which I'm sticking to quite well.
Well, I've managed to be off. I won't actually go back until next Monday.
The 4th, yeah. A lot of people seem to be going back the 4th, Monday the 4th.
Which is good. I do have a few people coming in on the internet who are saying, help, can I have some time?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how can I fit this in? It's a bit difficult at the moment. But
you must have emergency situations.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have to be dealt with soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. We do that.
Cool. Just trying to hear what they're whispering about over in your corner.
I don't know, they're gammon away.
Why they're so shy and we're so...
It's funny, that, isn't it?
Outgoing, extroverted.
Do you think that's the balance of different kinds of people?
Perhaps. Should we get on with this week's show?
Yeah.
I mean, I think actually we did say we're going to do one about willpower. Excuse me. We'll do that next week now, but it's kind of loosely related.
It's the same, isn't it? Because one of the things, when I was looking at this, and I was thinking about, certainly about last year losing Mike. I'm thinking about all the people that I work with that are talking about, 2016 new beginnings, resolutions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yet the thing that becomes really, really apparent when I'm talking to people is how much they hold themselves back from the future by hanging on to the past. And that can be a bereavement issue.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots and lots of reasons why people hang on to things. And as I was thinking about it, I was thinking about people holding on to hurts and memories and ideas. And think about how much of illness and disease is about us holding on to tensions and negative emotions.
Mm. Yeah, and you've done a blog post about this, haven't you, which people should read through. Take a look at the website for that.
Yeah. When you may look at things like tiredness and fatigue and stuff like that.
Which is something that interests me. I mean, traditionally a New Year podcast from a self-help website would be around the idea of goal setting and how to stick to those goals, which we'll touch on next week. But yeah, it's interesting what you say about this flip side of it and about maybe not setting yourself or sorting stuff from the past before heading into the future.
I see so many people that attempt to move into a future and then fail and then feel bad about it and give themselves a negative self-image because they haven't resolved stuff from the past, so they're kind of dragging it around. It's like a weight they're holding.
Sure.
And the issue is about being able to let go of what was allows you to go into the new year. You can't have a new beginning until you've got an ending. And if you haven't got an ending, how can you move forward into the new year? It's still, you're dragging it with you.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, my thing, certainly with people I'm working with, anyone listening to this, would be before you think about where you're going in the new year, would be thinking about where have you been and what are you still holding on to? What do you need to let go of?
Because, yeah, otherwise I guess you could be chasing after stuff that either I guess you will not reach because stuff's holding you back, or maybe you will reach, but then you'll get there and realise that it wasn't really what you were after. Or
hasn't
pushed the right buttons.
Yeah, but that whole kind of negativity of dragging stuff around is the thing that creates depression, creates tiredness, fatigue, insomnia, all those kinds of things fall into it.
Yeah, I'm just typing into the show notes there to remind myself that, I mean, this live in the present, and our book goes through this. The first few chapters are all around letting go and sorting out your past, aren't they? So
certainly, yeah.
Get yourselves a copy of our book, or we did a kind of a mini audio course around episode 100, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which people can start off on. Have a listen to that.
Yeah.
Because it's a good base to get started from, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you nostalgic? Do you look back at the past?
Yeah, I do, I guess. Yeah, I do. You know, we were just talking before over dinner, weren't we, about family holidays, and because we've got this caravan that we've kind of inherited in our family, which is in the exact same spot as where I was when I was a kid. We used to go on holiday.
So it's been there for 65 years, you said.
Yeah, thankfully the caravan has
been changed
a few times over the years. But so I'm nostalgic about stuff like that, I guess.
Well, I was looking at the idea of nostalgia because lots of people look back at what was childhood or when organisations are changing. They look back.
Hey, remember when Ree was last on the podcast?
Yeah.
And she chucked water all over her laptop.
Yeah. Well,
not quite as bad.
Not
this
quite
time.
The laptop this time.
Oh, no, just all over her top. See,
we were looking back nostalgically to the previous podcast.
Ree's about to strip off in front of us. Crazy. Get that on Instagram, eh? That's I only had half a glass of fizz.
Yeah, you got on the next one. Okay, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Not nostalgia in looking backwards used to be seen as a psychological disorder.
Disorder?
Yeah, as a disorder. It was actually described as a demonic disorder.
You were?
A neurological disease. And the word nostalgia comes from two words. Nostalgia means returning, and algios means pain. So it's like returning to pain.
So when did we... I apologise if you didn't prepare for this question. When did we switch to the more... Because nostalgia now is quite a positive kind of thing.
Well, I was thinking about that, because we talk about things like fashion. We look back nostalgically, or we look back to our youth nostalgically, or whatever. But in reality, when we look back in nostalgically, we're looking at what we've lost. So we're revisiting the pain of loss.
Yeah.
Sometimes nostalgia can be quite intense, especially in things like bereavement. But if you talk about things like retirement or when people are made redundant or stuff like that, and they're looking back nostalgically at how it was.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a painful experience to look back.
Mm-hmm.
And when people sit down together and they have an "Do you remember when?" session... Actually, when you look at it, it isn't all kind of woo, isn't that wonderful? Because even if that was wonderful, we're saying that now isn't wonderful like it was. That's the pain that we experience in returning to the past.
I guess it's kind of a bittersweet kind of thought, isn't it?
Yeah. When,
even if you're looking back on a positive time, it's like, I wish I was young again. I wish I was hopping out the caravan as an 8-year-old lad.
But that's the whole thing for me about once we start... to drag around this stuff with us, which is pain, really. Pain and hurt, nostalgically. The pain of loss. And then we talk about, hey, come on, let's create a new future. Let's come on and do this. And like, are we ready to do that? Because perhaps we have to do some preparation. Perhaps we have to let go of what was to enable us to become what we want to be in the present, to create what we want.
Yeah. Well, should we talk briefly about the first few steps of the book, do you think?
Yeah. Well, I've stuck another book in as my one of my resources. Certainly in the Living the Present book, steps 1, 2, and 3 are vitally important. Step number one is about being able to let go of other people and what other people did to you. And step number two is about letting go of what you did to other people. And step number three is about positively getting into the present with an attitude of gratitude and feeling good about where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah,
which
really
is good. Yeah.
Why are you looking at Reba when you're saying that?
Because you just poured Fugle down the front. And she's nostalgically looking at when she didn't have food.
Happy times.
The other bit in that is that I've included in the resources, which we'll come back to in the end, What's That in Your Attic, which is my book about what is it that people hold inside them that they don't deal with, mm-hmm. which they end up dragging around like a weight.
Yep.
And being able to go into your attic and clear it out, get rid of it, do a bit of housework is quite important, spring cleaning.
Sure, because it can result in emotional and physical issues.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yeah, yeah. You're there.
Cool. I'm learning stuff, see?
You won't need me soon.
I'll have my own show. Just you wait.
Yeah. I can remember when Sean used to be on this show a long time ago.
Well, no, we shouldn't probably talk about this though. But have you got any 2016 stuff going on for the new year? Stuff you?
There's things I want to do. The things I want to do.
Your attic out first,
yeah. The issue about what's in my attic. What's in my attic is a lot of timber that needs.
Your actual attic.
Yeah, I've got six more joists to put down. Yeah.
How many have you actually put down?
Yeah.
How many have been put down so far?
Oh, about 18.
Okay.
So six to go.
So yeah, maybe by 2018.
Yeah, no, I think that it will be a great move into the future once the attic is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Ree said that she was going to come up and help me this year. She said she was going to roll her sleeves up and get up there and get on with it.
I'm getting some eyebrows because I wouldn't be much help. I had an argument with a wall and a shelf yesterday.
David said he's going to help you.
What was that, Ree?
Oh, pardon me. You got to come right to the microphone if you're going to talk. Yeah, David did. Our pal Dave.
Yeah, yeah, Dave, who was on the course with us, yeah. But he said he'd come up and give me a hand.
I'm not handy at all, really.
But then Sharon looked at him as if to say, where are you going to find the time to do that?
He got the look. I got the look then before as well.
Yeah, yeah. The look. Was that nostalgic?
Yeah. Not really.
Okay.
No, yeah.
B, would you like to come and tell the story on the microphone about Ed putting the show?
That's a dark place for me. I've ruined the wall.
You went to the dark side of the moon. What, did it rip out the wall?
Not quite. It kind of bubbled all the plaster and multiple holes drilled. Yeah, I got one shelf up, just about right. The other one didn't go too well.
It's getting the fixings right, isn't it?
So now the father-in-law's got to come in and sort it out.
That's okay. If you got a file, you should have said it in the first place. Yeah. Could you come help me do this? Then you could have watched him do it.
I know, yeah. Well, I kind of stubbornly thought I'd have a go at this one. I have put shelves up before. Getting a bit off topic here. With reasonable success, would you say? Yeah? The one in the bedroom?
Yeah.
The flat? Jacob's room? Yeah. The one's all right. Yeah. So, yeah, I think for you.
Years ago, I used to work on a building site. And the watchword on the building site was, don't do it too good, else they want it like it all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good tactic,
yeah,
but not to get it right.
Maybe it should be, but yeah, I'll get it next time. So yeah, attic for you. You'll do your detox thing, will you, early?
Yeah, yeah, January I'll do my detox. I'll have an alcohol-free January.
Which many scientists
try and get Reese over.
Debunking. Detoxes, haven't they? Debunking. Apparently detox is a bit of a myth.
I think that there's a lot of debunking to do, the debunking on just detoxes, because a lot of a detox does have a physical effect, certainly true, and a bioenergetic effect, but it has a psychological and emotional effect, because it means you're taking control of your system back. And it could be that at a biochemical level, you could say, well, not a lot has changed, but actually at an emotional and psychological level, a huge amount has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't go with that.
I'm interested. It's on yourseanawford.com, I'm sure. Yeah. We put it on there ages ago, so I'll find it and link to it in the show notes.
Yeah.
In case anyone wants to follow along. I mean, there's plenty of disclaimers all over it, aren't they, saying, you know, consult your doctor before attending this.
And all that kind of stuff, yeah. But I, to me, it is a way of rebooting my system, but it reboots my mind and my emotions primarily.
Yeah, I've been getting more interested in stuff like that, and intermittent fasting. I've been reading a bit. I'm kind of sort of thinking about preparing.
Have you looked at the 5-2 diet?
I'm aware of 5-2.
Yeah.
I was reading about someone does a 16-8.
Yeah.
And like I was reading some powerful things about things like that, and about another one lady in the Guardian who'd done a 11-day fast and incredible results.
But if you look at the way that we eat food and the availability of food, it's not natural to how our systems are designed and developed. We weren't designed to go down to the supermarket and load up with
food.
Or
eat three meals a day. And sometimes we just eat for the sake of it, don't we?
Yeah, and getting your head around that and starting to change the way that we approach food is important.
Yeah.
On all kinds of levels.
That's something I want to look at this year. And I've got this thing about general levels of alertness, and it's related to living in the present, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, I know I've got young kids, so I'm tired all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to it than that. I think it is diet related. I think I'm a bit too carb heavy. It's just kind of me.
But one of the things that maybe we could come back on is that Ree has got a book this year, Deliciously Ella, which is about a lady who's changed her life, her physiological life, from an illness state. By the food that she ate, that Ree's going to investigate and do a bit of research on. So maybe we can get her back on a podcast when she's had a good look at it.
Maybe get Ella on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
No offence.
We did an Ella recipe yesterday, which was interesting.
She started like a blogger, didn't she?
She does do a blog, and she's got an app, and obviously the books. But a completely different approach to food.
Yeah,
you know, as food as you know, what you eat is what you are, kind of stuff. But looking at it from dealing with your illnesses point of view,
right?
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I'll stick a link to that in the show notes.
I've got back into running. So like yesterday, I got up and I did my 3K run. So I should be up in the morning. I'll be getting Ree up to come with me.
I'll keep an eye on my Find Friends app to see where you are.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've forgotten, but I can still see where you are all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, yeah.
I got up, went for it was just a 3K, get back into it, came back, had a shower, sort of myself, got back into bed, and re-woke up about an hour later and said, oh, morning. And I said, I've been out for it. I said, no, you haven't, don't be stupid.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, no, focusing on alertness is something I want to look at.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was last year, I don't get ill very often, thankfully, but I was quite, a bug swept through the family like wildfire. I was quite violently, ill.
Mm.
Horrible night. We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
But the next morning, I felt more alert and awake and alive than I have done in years. I was like, whoa, what is this? What have I done? And I assume that I've just taken out a load of toxins from my system.
There's quite a few things that happen then. I mean, yes, you would have dumped crap out of your system, right? But when you vomit, it has an effect on the endorphins in the brain. Like one of the things about binging, about people that binge and vomit, is they get the hit of the chemicals going in, and they get the neurological hit of the chemicals coming out, or the food coming out, is when they vomit. So it does have quite a powerful effect.
Okay, powerful. Yeah. Like that tap over there, really. I'll need to look into that a bit more. It was 8 hours after I'd had my last trip to the, you know, where. I woke up feeling absolutely incredible. Wow.
I get that when I do the fasting. When I do my detox, part of it is a fast, 3-day fast. Sometimes I extend the 3 days out, depending on my mood. Spring, usually. We'll do it longer because it's warmer, easier. But the levels of alertness. I mean, it's estimated that you use something like 35% of your energy, I think, to digest the food that you eat.
Right.
So you actually have quite a lot of energy if you reduce what you eat.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're not using so much to metabolise the food that you're eating.
Right.
Yeah. which may sound a bit kind of odd, but it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I can believe that.
So people that eat less usually have more energy than people that eat more.
Right.
People that eat more become
That's
sluggish.
One of the fasting people I've read about, they all say the same thing. I think that, but the first two or three days can be a bit tough and headaches and stuff.
Yeah, that's usually as you. I mean, when I go down on the detox, I don't really drink caffeine anymore. But when I was drinking a lot of caffeine, and as I go down on a detox, I get headaches, and I have to just have a weak cup of coffee or a weak cup of tea or something just to ease the caffeine withdrawal off. Mm-hmm. But we have, there's so many additives in the food that we eat that we get addicted to the additives. Our systems are locked into them.
Yeah, the search for that is next year for me. Hopefully, well, we'll see. There's a movie called Limitless, which I'll link to. Which has got a famous actor whose name I've forgotten. You'll know him.
He was really famous.
But he kind of stumbles across this pill, which he takes one of it, and it just kind of, all of a sudden, for 4 to 6 hours, he's got, like, superhuman abilities, but he's basically working at the peak potential of, like, a human being.
Well,
and he can read a book in a day, and he can write everything and remember it all, and he's, like, millionaire in days and all that stuff. And
well,
it's cool. But yeah, I don't know.
Where can I get this book?
It's a good movie, actually. It's cool. But yeah, I mean, as a bit of a conclusion for this one, it's a bit more of a focus on, with everything we do, on well-being, I guess, isn't it? And
yeah. My thing would be go and read the blog and get your head around what I'm talking about how can you expect to go into a new year and a new future when you're dragging around negative past? And sometimes we don't even realise we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when we actually begin to look at it. But if you have a lot of symptomology, like you're tired, you're fatigued, maybe you've got lots of aches, pains, asthmas, eczemas, all that kind of stuff, a lot of it is emotionally based. A lot of symptomology, the myalgias, that kind of thing, global pain is about emotional tension and holding on to emotional hurt. Yeah, and I put a thing in the blog, which is probably relevant to say, that I know, because I know a lot of the people that listen to this and read the blog, that there's an amount of people that are going to reach for their keyboard and they're going to be saying, Sean, but the symptoms that I've got are related to a disease, and that disease has been diagnosed and I've got a label for it, and.
Yeah.
And there's two things I want to say to that. One is that, yeah, okay, people do get physical diseases. You can't deny that. I mean, diabetes is a physical disease. You can do things to ameliorate it or exacerbate it.
Yeah.
And emotional issues exacerbate physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that even if you do have a real non-psychosomatic illness, and it's estimated that 60% of people that go to the GP, to their physician, have an emotionally based issue, not a physically based issue, but the doctor gives them a physically based medication to deal with it. They don't send them for psychological support,
mm-hmm.
is what should happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So we get a dependence on medications as well. Yeah. But whatever your situation is, even if it is a for real, yes, I have a physical disease, you can still quieten it down by the way that you deal with yourself emotionally. And if you get rid of the rubbish that you're holding inside yourself, hurts, losses, angers, depressions, anything, if you can get rid of those, your system will be so much better.
Mm-hmm. You're a much better base, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you got a resource for us?
I've got two. I've put down the What's That in Your Attic, but I also put down the Tiny Buddha blog, which is interesting. The one
40
that
ways to let go and feel less pain.
Yeah, which is very relevant to what we're talking about. But the Little Buddha site's quite interesting anyway. And if you look at Laurie Deschenais, I think you pronounce that.
Tiny Buddha. Excuse me, Tiny Buddha.
Yeah.
Little Buddha.
Tiny Buddha.
We should Little purchase Buddha. That domain if it's free.
Little yeah. Buddha. Little Buddha.
Little fat Buddha. Yeah.
Little fat Buddha. Tiny Buddha, yeah. But if you look at Laurie's work, she does good stuff on there.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, I'd go for that.
Cool. All right. I'll link to that. Mine is... First up is Live in the Present book.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Gotta be, yeah.
Didn't push it that hard on here, but
yeah,
it's worth a look. Written by you, designed by myself.
Yeah. A group effort.
Re-helped big time as well, of course.
Yeah.
And plenty of listeners, actually. We've got a few listeners to help proof it and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah.
But we're very proud of that. Have a look.
Yeah.
And also there's a film I saw on YouTube called Billions and Change, which, to be fair, goes a little bit against what you just said. There's a guy with really grand plans, made his fortune selling energy drinks, but he's just doing some incredible work, kind of helping those less fortunate out with kind of spreading, you know, renewable electricity around the world on this little bike that people can install in their houses, and they can charge up a little battery, and then that.
So is that for real?
Yeah,
it's for real. Yeah.
He's for real, man. He's done loads of cool stuff. He's made his fortune. There's a lot of guys like that about at the moment. It seems billionaires that are just doing some awesome work. That's where I see more than like governments fixing things.
Yeah,
it's these guys like Bill Gates and Zuckerberg just plowing all the money into helping people. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I was reading a thing that Bill Gates was saying that he wasn't planning to leave any money when he died. He would have recycled it all.
There's a pledge, him and Zuckerberg and all sorts of, have pledged to give away 99% of their fortunes.
Good.
Incredible. All right, so next week we will do willpower.
Yep.
Because whatever you're aiming for and trying to get on with life, of course, including dealing with stuff in the past, will require energy, won't it?
Yep.
So let's look at that next week.
We will.
In the meantime, visit our website, livingthepresent.co.uk, for all the show notes and links, lots of other cool stuff. Share the show with a pal if you could. Spread it far and wide. If you think someone may be of benefit of it, send it on. Have a good week, Bob, for now.
Yeah.
Have a good New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
There'll be loads of people here. It'll be the hub of the world.
House full of people.
Yeah.
Not us, though.
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear those two gossiping in the corner?
Yeah, what are they whispering about? No, we'll leave it
and
to
then he said,
"Okay,
said.
You're going to say goodbye, girls."
Bye.
What a contribution!
Beautiful, natural.
See you, everybody.
See you
Take
later.
Care. Bye. Bye.